soybean growers preparing for battle. Welcome, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
We're ensuring that the Tennessee soybean farmers, as well as all soybean farmers across the country, will have fungicides available to treat the disease should it occur this coming growing season.
United Soybean Board Chairman Greg Anderson says soybean farmers will need to learn all they can now about the possibility of soybean rust showing up in their fields this summer.
Well, I think especially for producers in Tennessee is to use these next weeks and a couple of months to really find out as much about soybean rust as they possibly can. And they can do that through their local extension agent, or they can go to some checkoff funded websites. We help fund StopSoybeanRust.com, which is a very, very comprehensive look at the disease, what it is, what it isn't, how to prevent it. Actually, soybean rust is easily treated and easily controlled.
Anderson, a soybean producer from South Dakota, attended last week's American Farm Bureau Convention in Charlotte and spoke with growers all over the United States about this new disease that was detected in 10 southern states at the end of harvest this past year.
We want Tennessee soybean farmers especially, as well as all soybean farmers, not to panic. We know that all soybean producing countries in the world have dealt with soybean rust and have survived, and I'm confident U.S. soybean farmers will too.
Now, Anderson says through the soybean checkoff, which is funded by growers, research is continuing to look at varieties that may be rust resistant. In Tennessee, soybeans ranked as the number one valued crop in 2003 at $333 million. And with another near record year this past year, it's sure to be one of the top valued crops again. Now, USDA's Economic Research Service has estimated that soybean rust in the United States could cause economic losses to range from $240 million to $2 billion. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.